Hey, thanks for tuning in to Cinema Drive Quick Cuts. Today, Jason, I want to hear all about what you've been watching, and then you have to listen to me share the same.
Okay, absolutely. I can jump on that.
What's been lighting up your silver screen?
So, you're going to laugh, but I watched Wonka with my girls.
Oh, how was that? I've been trying to figure out if I want to spend some time on that.
So, I actually enjoyed it. And I think a big part of that, sure, maybe I'm falling a little bit in love with Timothée Chalamet, but...
Isn't everyone?
Seriously. But I just thought it was a really fun, well-crafted film for it being an otherwise silly film. I actually thought that it was supposed to kind of be the prequel to Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Everyone has commented on how Chalamet looks like a young Johnny Depp, but it actually paid more homage to Willy Wonka in the Charlie Factory.
That was the musical cues they were using.
Yeah.
The Oompa Loompa.
And look. I actually thought he channeled some Gene Wilder energy really, really well. And there were just different scenes. I don't want to give too much away, but
Please don't. Someone
that grew up, unfortunately, with Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, which scared the socks off of me.
Did it really?
Absolutely. I just couldn't help but appreciate this movie, and it just was well executed and just kind of fun. I don't think I would have watched it apart from my kids, but my kids loved it, and they wanted to watch it, and I ended up enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would.
That's fun.
The other film that I watched, I just finished. I think I mentioned on a previous Quick Cut that I'd actually been listening to my autobiography by Charles Chaplin. And in that book, towards the end, he mentions his film from 1947, Monsieur Verdot. And I don't think I had ever seen it before. But him talking about the film, the season of life that had happened for him, I was super fascinated to go back and watch it. And it's a dark comedy, and I don't want to say anything other than just this is actually perhaps going to hit my top 25 films in the near future.
What's it called?
Monsieur Verdot.
And what year did that come out?
47.
Wow.
After talkies. So
nice.
Which, you know, I feel like Charlie Chaplin really struggled with the talkies, but man, he created a string of fantastic films.
Interesting.
After the silent era. What about you, sir?
I was getting into some Bogey and Bacall. I watched The Big Sleep. I watched Key Largo, which I've been looking forward to for a while. I was actually a little disappointed by Key Largo. I thought it was good. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But I enjoyed The Big Sleep for sure. Mm-hmm. And caught up on some Kurosawa. I finally watched The Hidden Fortress.
Nice.
Which was great. And then I actually enjoyed Yojimbo even more. Just found a different Toshirô Mifune performance as opposed to some of other Kurosawa's work. And it's amazing how those two work together on so many films. And also enjoyed Irma Ladus, Billy Wilder's Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine film. about a policeman that falls for a prostitute and doesn't want her to see other men. And so he disguises himself as a suitor who just wants to spend time with her and play cards and pays her that way. But he has to keep getting money to pay her and also then has to fake a death. And he's accused of murdering the person he's impersonated. And then she learns that she's pregnant at the end and that other person is the father. It's hilarious. It's Wilder, MacLaine, Lemon, just as exactly what you'd expect.
Yes, I had completely forgotten about that film. That is a magical, hilarious film.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you enjoyed that, too.
It was one of Wilder's better efforts, for sure, because I feel like he started to taper off. I also enjoyed The Lost Weekend, about just a dark look at alcoholism. Early Wilder, that was good. That had been on my list for a little while. Let us know what you're watching. We'd love to hear about it. We'd love to get recommendations. We always want to know what's going on out there in movie land. Quick Cuts out.
Bye.